time is the most valuable resource on this planet because it's finite for each and every one of us. And the tough part is we don't know what that is when it ends, but we can do our best to extend it as much as we can. And that's why I led with health, because the more healthy we are, the more time we should be able to have on this planet.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to the show. We got another great episode for today's Finance Friday show. Today, we're going to be talking about investments and the three best investments I have ever made in my life and my career. Before we get into that, little housekeeping as always. You know, there's a do. I don't make anything off this podcast. I don't charge anything. What the do is if you have received any value from listening to any one of these shows, please, please share with a friend, family member, colleague that you think can get value from the show as well. That would be greatly appreciative. And as always, if you haven't done so, please subscribe, like, leave comments, and also leave a rating and review if you are a Apple Podcast listener. I've got one here that was 5-star review by Callan417, and it goes, awesome multifamily pod. This show is doing a great job covering a wide array of topics about the multifamily business. Sean has a determined approach to the business, and it's very inspiring to listen. Thank you so much. And let's get into this show. So today's episode, it's a little different than the normal. You know, when I say, what are the three best investments I've ever made? You're probably thinking like, oh, what's he going to say? Some real estate deal, maybe the stock market. Well, let's be honest, it would be real estate because that's what the show is about, but it's about none of those. And we're going to get into it. And what it's, I think can be the three best investments that anyone on this planet can make. And it'll set their life up for a lot of success and a lot of happiness. And so let's just go through it. The first one is my investment in my own health. And if you look at the numbers in the United States, over 40% of Americans are considered obese. And I think that's really been brought to the forefront in the current health crisis we're in, and how those that are considered obese or unhealthy have been more affected than those that are healthy. Now, this is average. There's also always circumstances where things aren't on average, but on average, that is the case. And I think this is one of the most important things you can invest in, because after all, we're talking about our life here, and we all should be aiming to lead more healthy lives, not just for ourselves, but for those that care about us and rely on us as well. So talking about health, the way that I have done it is, first, I started with my diet, because performance coaches, trainers, dietitians, they all say 80% of it. And sometimes they even say higher than 80%, but on average, they say 80% comes down to your diet. When you're trying to get in shape, lose some weight, 80% of it comes to your diet. And there's a lot of diet fads out there, and I feel like it never sticks. Like, you say you're going to do whatever it is, Weight Watchers, keto, whatever it happens to be. And as soon as you get off of that, you revert back. So for me, what's been really successful for me is just picking a more realistic approach. And I always recommend not going head first into it, because if you just stop eating and eating what you normally do and completely change your diet from the get-go, that can lead to burnout and reverting back to your lifestyle, because it's just, you're going from zero to cold turkey, essentially. So what I recommend is starting off gradually. So maybe it's just removing one thing for a couple weeks. So maybe just removing as much sugar as possible from, so no more sodas, candy, anything that has added sugar. There's a lot of stuff out there that we don't even realize that has added sugar that does. And that's one of the biggest thing that is detrimental to our health is sugar. So you could do something like remove sugar from your diet for maybe a couple of weeks. And then following that, remove both sugar and complex carbs. And then so on and so forth, and keep removing things that aren't great for you until you get to a position where most things have been removed and you're eating a cleaner and healthier diet. But since you did it gradually, it was way easier to get to that point than just going cold turkey from day one. I feel like anything in life, if you just go cold turkey, it's way easier to revert back, because you're shocking your system, you're shocking your mind and your body. So I feel that makes it a lot easier to do. And the next topic is exercise, and it's the same thing. Don't go from not exercising at all to wanting to do 4 to 6 times a week. You're just going to get one, you're going to be really sore. Two, you're going to be burnt out and you're just going to give up because you're like, God, this is too tough. So start off going 1 to 2 times a week for a few weeks and then gradually work yourself up, adding a day at a time until you get to about whatever that number is. I do 5 to 6 times a week and that really works for my lifestyle. Maybe it's 4 to 5 for you. So gradually work your way up to that. And the next topic is on health is sleep and recovery, which is a very important factor that I feel like a lot of people overlook. I even overlooked it for a while. That's when your body recovers and your body really likes to work on the same cycle. And I'm terrible at this, so I'll just be transparent at this, but your body likes to work on the same cycle. So you go to bed at 9 and you wake up at 5. You got to try to do that every single day. And I know everyone has different hours they need to get in. On average, they say most people need 8 to 9. I usually get about 7 and that's great for me. But your body really likes when you're on a consistent schedule. So, you know, one day you're going to bed at 9, the next day you're going to bed at 10 or 11. Your body doesn't like that. So try to stay on a consistent schedule. Now let's talk about technology. When you go to bed, you shouldn't be bringing your phone, your iPad, and I hope you don't have a TV in your bedroom. That to me, that's just not a great way to produce healthy, productive sleep. What I do is I get in the room, set my alarm on my phone, and then put it on my dresser, which is obviously away from my bed, and I get in bed. And that's a time when then you can read, or if you're tired, just obviously go to sleep. But you shouldn't be just scrolling social media or what have you on your phone. The blue light is not good for you. It doesn't set you up to have a productive amount of sleep or productive sleep in general. That's kind of my tip for that. And now we get to the second best investment I've ever made and that I think that most people should make, and that is time. And time is the most valuable resource on this planet because it's finite for each and every one of us. And the tough part is we don't know what that is, when it ends, but we can do our best to extend it as much as we can. And that's why I led with health, because the more healthy we are, the more time we should be able to have on this planet. We should be able to live longer lives. And so time for me is really important, and that can be many different things. But for me, time, it's obviously have more time, your life, right? Your life expectancy, more time. But more importantly, it's your time freedom, time to do what you want. I say this a lot, the time to do what you want with who you want, when you want. And I feel that's very important to have, to set up a lifestyle that is healthy and successful, is to have that time freedom. Now, how do you get that time freedom? Well, that generally comes from money. You generally need a certain amount of money. So it takes care of your lifestyle, pays for all your bills, and then some. But then you can have the time to do what you want. But obviously, the job aspect too. So for me, it's about creating passive income. And I harp on this all the time. For me, that's through real estate. Yes, there is. I would never say there is no work involved in rental real estate, but it is limited compared to what a W-2 9-to-5 job would be. You have to do a lot of work up front, put your systems in place, and occasionally you're going to have a few hours a week to deal with your properties. But at the end of the day, you have all that flexibility, all that time to do what you want, whenever you want, with the people you want to do it with, and support those people and be with those people and go on adventures and travel. And that passive income is paying you all along to do all of that stuff. To me, that is true freedom, provides true time, live an amazing life. Now you may ask, well, Sean, yeah, that's easier said than done, but I need money to buy these type of assets that produce income. And yes, you do. And to me, you got to really focus on increasing the amount of money you make from your job and reducing your expenses. Live a tougher life now so you live a better life in the future. And in order to increase your income, I plan on having an episode solely on this in the future, but from a high level perspective, it's about leading from a place of value, not taking, but giving. And I don't care what you do. You could be high in finance, you could be a business owner, you could be flipping hamburgers, McDonald's, janitor. Be that best janitor, that best burger flipper there ever is, because it instills that discipline to attack whatever you do and you'll be noticed. And come from a place of value. Add more value than the job description calls for. You're going to get promoted. They're going to have no choice but to promote you and no choice but to give you a raise. You got to put the work in today that you might not be getting paid for, so then you can get paid for that in the future. And then you can take that money and invest it in something that produces passive income so you can have more time to do the things you want to do with the people that you love and care about. All right, the third one. This is kind of a twofold investment. And that's invest in yourself and your relationships. This is a big one. They're all big. What has really increased the quality of life for me has been my network and my relationships. It's gotten me to places that I wouldn't have dreamed of a few years ago. And so you really need to invest in these relationships, because I've said this so many times, but your network is your net worth. And that's one of the biggest things I found in building my business. It's all about relationships. Even when you don't realize, people are there to help you. You just got to foster those relationships, build those relationships, and in turn, it'll come back tenfold. And it's that giver's gain mentality. Come from a place of providing value. Don't go to someone being like, what can I get from them? No, go to them being, what can I give to them? Be a master networker, connector. Connect people together. And that's what I've done. And it's honestly returned tenfold, probably even more. Build those relationships and surround yourself with quality people. You know, the people that are doing the things that you want to do, that can bring you up to their level. Surround yourself with those people. Foster relationships with them. Again, come from a place of value. What can you do to improve their lives? You already know what they have that can improve yours. And then knowledge is power. I think you always got to invest in yourself. Sometimes that's going to take money to maybe invest in some type of course, coaching program. Maybe it's just reading books, but invest in your knowledge, because knowledge is power. The more you know, better off you'll be. And that's what I did to get where I am. I knew I wanted to be a multifamily real estate investor. So I educated myself. And that's led me to be able to build these relationships that I've built with partners, brokers, lenders. If I didn't educate myself, it wouldn't have been an easy path to build those relationships. You need to educate yourself. And lastly, build relationships in ways of philanthropy and charity. It's so important to give back, especially do something that you're passionate about. Don't just do it because I'm saying to do it or other people say to do it. Invest your time in things that you are passionate about. Give back to them, because in the end, when you make the world a better place, you're making your life and those that you care about's lives better. So this was a little different episode than usual. Kind of hopped on the soapbox here. But honestly, those are the three best investments I've made in my life. And it's gotten to me where I am today. And I have not been happier. I have amazing relationships. I have a flexible schedule where I can do what I want essentially when I want with who I want. And I have great health. So highly implore you, if you're not doing this already, please do it. It'll make the biggest difference in your life, your family's lives, and it'll make the world a better place. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.